Well, Simon Marks joins me now from Washington. Hello there, Simon. How tight a race is this expected to be, and why so much interest about this particular congressional election?
Looks like it's going to be very tight, Juliet, and there is heightened interest in this election precisely because the outcome is uncertain. The election in this congressional seat in Georgia has essentially become a referendum on the beleaguered, bloodied presidency of Donald Trump, with the Republicans hoping that their candidate, Karen Handel, can eke out a victory in a traditionally Republican district. There shouldn't, on paper, be any doubt about the outcome of this election. But her Democratic challenger, John Ossoff, sensing that the Republicans are in trouble in the Atlanta area and that he has an opportunity to score an upset victory. He has made it absolutely clear in his campaign that he wants this to be a referendum on Donald Trump's presidency in order to turn that congressional district into something of a bellwether, a barometer, ahead of next year's midterm elections, when one-third of the U.S. Senate and the entire House of Representatives will be up for grabs. That's when the Democrats really hope to try and halt the Republicans in their tracks on a national basis. So, masses of interest in what happens in Georgia over the next few hours. And let's not ignore those numbers. $56 million spent so far for one of these two people to become the next congressman for that particular seat in Georgia. $56 million, even by the crazy standards of American expenditure on political races, that is a stunning number.
It is a stunning number, isn't it? And you say there's national interest. So just quickly, Simon, because, you know, President Trump has given very vocal backing, hasn't he, for the Republican candidate? But he hasn't traveled to Georgia to campaign with her. So just quickly, why not?
Very interesting, isn't it? He's been campaigning for her support using what he refers to as his beautiful Twitter account, but they haven't been side by side, arm in arm, over the next few days. And Republican candidates across the country, as we head towards those midterm elections next year, have to decide whether Donald Trump is going to help them or hinder them if he shows up in their districts.
Simon Marks, thank you very much.